name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. First, I would like to express my sincere thanks and my pleasure to be here in the presence of St. Mary's Church. May the Lord bless you, bless Abuna Yunan, bless his service, and Happy New Year to everybody. Today is a magnificent day in the history of our church. Today is the fourth and last Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak. And as you very well know, in the month of Kiyak, we read the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, four quarters of it, one installment every Sunday. First Sunday, the visit of Archangel Gabriel to Zechariah the prophet, announcing to him that he will have a mighty son, John the Baptist, has a prominent place in our church. If you look behind me here, you find the icon of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the icon next to it is the icon of John the Baptist. Cousins love each other, work together, and the Lord has said about John the Baptist that he is foremost among those who are born of women. And second Sunday, we hear about the pronunciation of Archangel Gabriel to the Holy Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, that she is going to conceive and have a babe, and that babe will save his people. And the angel gave Saint Mary a sign and told her that Elizabeth, your cousin, is pregnant in 6 months. For when Zechariah the prophet heard the announcement, he was tame, he couldn't speak. And his wife, Elizabeth, was of very old age. They have dead bodies, they cannot produce children. But the mighty God can break the laws of nature and give her a child. And for that, she was so glad, and she did hide it from everybody, so nobody in her neighborhood or in her family knew. But Archangel Gabriel pronounced that and told Saint Mary that as a sign that I am indeed Archangel Gabriel, I give you good news also that no one knows. Your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant in 6 months. On the third Sunday, we hear about the visit, read about the visit of Saint Mary to Saint Elizabeth to serve her in the last 3 months of her pregnancy. And shortly before she gave birth, Saint Mary withdraws and goes back to her house. And the story of the pregnancy of Elizabeth is now known to everybody. She's going to give birth. So she gathers everybody around her, and she gives birth to a babe, and everybody is so joyful that this very old lady, the barren, the one that was accused that she cannot bear children, now has joy and has a child in her hands, a mighty child for this. When we leave the church today and between now and the time of celebrating the feast of Nativity, I would like you to remember two things. That today is the culmination of all the prophecies. All the prophecies of the Old Testament that were pronounced by Adam, by Noah, by Abraham, by Isaac, by Jacob, by Moses, and by David, and by Isaiah, about the Lord Jesus Christ, culminated today in the prophecies of very pious and very holy men and women of God. The culmination, the utmost heights of prophecy is today. The second thing, I would like you to remember that there is a strong focus on the character of those people that we will discuss. Those are namely Saint Mary, Zechariah the prophet, Elizabeth his wife, and Saint John the Baptist. First, to the culmination of all the prophecies. All the prophecies of the Old Testament point to our Lord Jesus Christ. The whole book is written to teach us about the Lord Jesus Christ. Adam and Eve saw him. Moses saw him. Abraham saw him. David saw him. Isaiah saw him and wrote about him. And the whole humanity was longing for the birth of that child that comes and saves the humanity from its tribulation and its burdens. The whole tribe of Jacob, the whole family of Jacob, Israel, the Israelites, were waiting for a mighty king. They knew him, they read about him, they prayed to him, and some of them waited for him to be a king who comes with weapons, with planes and guns to save Jerusalem and build the old kingdom of David. But the true believers in God knew that he is to come and save us from our sins, not to kill people around him. So all the prophecies lead to our Lord Jesus Christ, point to him. He is the utmost treasured pleasure of humanity. Therefore, when we see that happy birth of St. John the Baptist and his circumcision, there were a lot of miracles happening at that time. Miracles happen when the Lord is about to arrive. First, the miracle of the pregnancy of Elizabeth when she is in old age. That happened once before when Sarah, her grandmother, had pregnancy and gave Abraham his son Isaac. Second, Zechariah was tame and he couldn't speak. Imagine a priest who cannot speak. Our job is to speak, so if a priest cannot speak, that must be a miracle. That must be very awesome news to somebody. Third, when John was born, they wanted to call him Zechariah, for he is a priest, a son of a priest, and if he grows up and becomes a father, then his kids are going to be priests. That was the job of everybody in the tribe of Levi, where Moses and Aaron and Zechariah and many other priests are born. So the son of a priest is a priest. He usually takes the name of his father, but not this time, for he is going to be called John, which means God's mercy. And then that mighty child, John the Baptist himself. He's going to be different. He's going to live in the wilderness. He's going to be living alone. He has only one mission, an awesome mission, to go before the procession of the Lord, to prepare the Lord's flock to see Christ. And that is the job of every priest. Every one of us has a father in confession that guides him to know Christ. So John the Baptist came to show the Israelites how to prepare themselves through repentance and prayers and forgiveness of sins to meet Christ, the Lord who saves the whole humanity. When that child was born, the mouth of his father was released, another miracle. So the tame priest can now speak, and here is what he said. Blessed is the Lord God. Anybody who knows how to pray, praises the name of the Lord. Throughout the month of Kiyak, we stand hours on end every Saturday night praising the name of the Lord and tell him, we praise you and we exalt you because you are the Most High. We start with praising the Lord, we finish with praising the Lord, and in every prayers of ours we praise the Lord. In time of prophecy, when a mighty prophet like Zechariah, the priest and prophet, is going to pronounce many prophecies, he praises the Lord first. We bless the Lord, God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He is pronouncing the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the birth of his son, for his son will not redeem the people of Israel or anybody else. If anybody was able to redeem us, then Abraham could have done it, or Isaac, or Jacob, or Moses. But no person or no angel can redeem us. Only the Son of God, God Almighty himself, he is the only one who can redeem us. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Zechariah is from the house of Levi, but he's talking about the house of David. For he knows the scriptures. He knows the laws of the Lord. That the Savior will come from the seed of David and from the tribe of Judah. So he's pronouncing the presence and the imminent arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ in the house of David. He has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets who has been since the world began. And if you have observed all the readings of this day in the morning, we read about Adam, we read about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and Moses, and all about the prophecies that were pronounced by all those mighty prophets of the Lord who prophesied about the birth, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every prophecy that pronounced on that day was fulfilled later on, 6 months later, for John was born in the midst of summer, and our Lord was born in the midst of winter. Let me switch now to the other subject of today, the focus on character. We talked about Zechariah, talked about Elizabeth, talked about St. Mary, and John the Baptist. And why, of all the earth, did the prophecy gather in only those people, and did the news was only contained in that closed circle? For they were very holy men and women of God. If we talk about St. Mary, we cannot end the discussion about her virtues, her chastity, her modesty, her service of the Lord, her silence, her praising the Lord when she is pronounced to have the child who is going to save the world in her womb. She had no pride. She didn't brag about it. But she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, my Savior." When we talk about Elizabeth, she was pious. She was waiting the salvation of the Lord. She kept the announcements of her birth silent. She took care of her son John, taught him the ways of the Lord and the books of Moses, and let him go into the wilderness to become a mighty prophet. When we talk about the virtues and the character of Zechariah, he is the man of God standing before the Lord, offering prayers and praises on his own behalf and on behalf of the people around him. When we talk about John the Baptist, he is an example of the best human being who was born. And this testimony is not from us, but it is from our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who testified that no man was born of women who is higher and more powerful than John the Baptist. He had the courage to stand before kings and queens and tell them what is right and what's wrong. He stood in front of all the Israelites and rebuked them about their sin and said, "Come back to the Lord, for the Lord is among you here." He stood and he pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, "This is the Lamb of God who comes to save the world and carries its sin." في هذا الصباح المبارك وإحنا بنقرأ الجزء الرابع من إنجيل معلمنا لوقا البشير الإصحاح الرابع في تذكار ولادة يوحنا المعمدان بنتذكر قمة وسمو النبوات التي قيلت عن مخلصنا وربنا وفدينا يسوع المسيح، وأيضا عن شخصيات هؤلاء الناس العظماء الذين كانوا يرتقبون وصول مخلصنا الصالح. في الكتاب المقدس طول العهد القديم وكل صفحة فيه تشير إلى ميلاد وحضور ربنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح وفداءه العظيم على الصليب وقيامته وتخليصه للعالم. كل النبوات تشير إلى مجيء المسيح الذي تنتظره البشرية. يقول معلمنا يوحنا في سفر الرؤيا: لأن الروح النبوة هو شهادة يسوع. أي حد عنده نبوة من الله لازم يشهد ليسوع المسيح. والنهاردة نجد قمة هذه النبوات في كلام زكريا لما ولد ابنه وقال: مبارك الرب إله إسرائيل لأنه افتقد شعبه وخلصه وصنع قرن خلاص في بيت عبده داود. وأيضا نتذكر شخصيات هؤلاء الناس العظماء، كيف أن الست العذراء كانت متضعة وكانت قوية في إيمانها وكانت تعطي كرامة للآخرين وتخدم قريبتها اليصابات، وكيف أن اليصابات أخفت هذا السر العظيم أنها ستحبل وتلد ابنا عظيما هو يوحنا المعمدان، وكيف أن زكريا أبوه كان يرتقب خلاص الله وينظر إلى خلاص الله ويرى أن هو وابنه ليسوا إلا عجلات في طريق الرب يعدون طريق الرب مستقيمة. أما يوحنا المعمدان فهو الذي شهد له ربنا مخلصه يسوع المسيح أنه ليس أعظم في مواليد النساء من يوحنا المعمدان. هذا الإنسان العظيم الذي تقدم موكب الرب وشار إلى الله وقال: هذا هو حمل الله الذي يرفع خطية العالم. بصلوات وشفاعات هؤلاء الناس العظماء القديسين بنطلب من ربنا مغفرة خطايانا ونديينا عام جديد ويباركنا ويبارك بيوتنا. والاسم ربنا كل المجد دائما أبديا، آمين.